Geographical factors provided some countries to accelerate the industrialization pace due to land and sea borders, since they could easily connect with other countries. Others industrialized due to their natural resources, and some others for their human development and massive industrial infrastructure. Iran enjoys all these factors.
A rhetorical speech by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, addressing some of the top elites of Iran's industry and mine sector. This year, the ceremony to mark the National Industry and Mine Day was an opportunity for both the government and producers to pour their hearts out over the current stagflation in Iran's industry sector. According to some experts, excessive liquidity, remaining debts to banks and penalty interests, lack of enough government support for private industries, and finance shortages are a part of the problems facing the industry sector in Iran.
Today the president said that the government cannot support the industry sector forever. He's right, but we need to gain back the capacities that we've lost in the past few years. This means 2 million more jobs and high turnovers, which will lead to economic prosperity.
We have a 680 million strong market that surrounds us with our neighboring countries, and we must take advantage of this unique opportunity before it's too late and encourage foreign investors to make their products in Iran and export them to other countries.
Iran's industry, mines and trade minister Mohammad Reza Nematzadeh says that diminishing a soaring point-to-point inflation of 43% down to 14% and employing active foreign diplomacy with the six world powers to reduce sanctions against Iran are efforts that must not be ignored. Currently, the industry and mine sector make up 23% of Iran's gross domestic product. As Iran's president insists that a competitive environment is the first priority for Iran's industry to flourish, industry owners believe that the government must first come forward with solutions to help them survive amid increasing production costs and the rivalries of state-owned enterprises.
These producers and entrepreneurs are among those who have managed to survive years of unilateral U.S. and EU sanctions against Iran and still remain productive. The Iranian president said that they can count on the government's full support, but only in case they play their share in fighting stagflation. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.